Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm going to start the show. Start the show, Annie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Raw Radio Broadcast. My name is Angelina, and I have my co-host in the studio with me today, Angelica Johnson, and we are U-Raw. U-Raw stands for Young, Overcoming, Righteous, Anointed, Worshiping Women, and we are a group of young women between the ages of 18 and 30. We've come together to support one another spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. We are young women from all walks of life, and we come together to share common situations and challenges that most young women our ages are faced with today. We would like to acknowledge our pastor, Dr. Gloria Powell, and our church, Coda Ministries, and all of you who are listening on the line tonight and all of you who are listening over the radio station or on the Blog Talk Radio website on our channel. We would like to thank you guys for tuning in and for supporting what we're doing and how we're wanting to go after the young women in the community and help us come together to share and support one another. So we're going to go into prayer right now before we go into the topic tonight. And one side prayer. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your throne, we come before you thanking you and praising you, Father. Father, we ask that you give us, renew our minds, Father God, and our spirit, and everything that we speak on the phone tonight, on the call tonight, God, we ask that you let us receive it in a positive way. We ask that you monitor and cover the conversation tonight. We ask that everyone that's on the line that shares and opens up, that there's someone on the line that's going to get help, and those who are listening, that someone that gets help that's listening, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So tonight the topic is the fear of failure. And what we believe the fear of failure is. So our perception slash our opinion of a situation plays a major role in the decisions that we make in life, whether it's a good decision or a bad decision, a negative or a positive, if it's small or big, every decision that we make, the way we perceive this decision, every decision that we make is going to impact our life. So if we view every situation as negative, or we view it as positive, or however we view a situation, our perception of a situation is how we're going to decide on what we're going to do about any condition or any situation we have that we have to make a decision in. So I'm going to give you guys the definition of fear and then failure and some of the signs of the fear of failure. So fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous or is going to cause you pain or is a threat to your life or a threat to you in some form. That is fear. Failure is the act or state of not functioning, a falling state, falling short of something, or not functioning, completely not doing something at all because your fear is that strong. You fear something so bad that you won't do it at all. And it's a state, which means it's a period in time or a short period in time where you can be in a failure, state of fear, failure. Or the state can last as long as you want it to last. It doesn't necessarily mean it could be a short time. It just depends on how you perceive the situation. So we're going to open up the lines, and I'm going to mention some of the signs and some of the things that causes you to be to have failure or fear of failure, and some of the things that some of the things, the signs of it. So some of the signs of feel of failure is embarrassment. If you feel that every time you do something, it's embarrassing, or you don't want to try new things because you're going to be embarrassed, it's a fear there. It's something that makes you feel that you're going to be rejected, that you're not doing it right, that everything you're doing is wrong. You're embarrassed. So that's a sign of a feel of failure, that you always feel embarrassed. Another sign is negativity. If you have a negative response on every situation that you go through, or things that other people are going through, or when people ask you questions, you always got a negative response, that's a part of a feel of failure or a fear. You always have a negative response because you, the way you look at things, a fear or a negative perception of things. Another sign is becoming comfortable. You can be so comfortable without moving on or becoming are facing your challenges in life, you can become so comfortable that you stay there, and it becomes a part of you and who you are, and you don't even realize that you're failing. You have that fear. Is there someone else on the line? I'm going to open up the lines that will want to share a story or bring up some things about their experiences with a fear of failure or fear overall. Okay, so I have the lines open. If someone want to say anything about the fear of failure or what the topic is tonight, or give your opinion on what has been discussed so far, the lines are open. Another sign of fear of failure is procrastination. You have plans, or you have a vision or a small vision or idea what you want to do and start working on it, but then you'll begin to procrastinate. I slow down the process. I lose motivation because the fear of failure has just kicked in. Every situation you go through, or when you decide that you want to move forth in something successful, you begin to be scared and you bag off, and little by little you fall away from what you was moving forth for doing something successful. It's a sign of fear of failure.
Hello,
did you want to say something about the topic tonight?
Oh, no, I just kind of dialed in, and so I heard the pause, and I didn't know if there was a question, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I said if there was someone else on the line that wanted to share or give their opinion or perception on challenging or going through the fear of failure.
I don't have a comment.
Okay, so I mentioned some of the signs of the fear of failure and some of the ways you could fix some of those things. Also, another sign is fear itself, just being fearful of everything, keeping yourself in a box and being comfortable and feeling like you're being attacked every time you have the opportunity to come out of the failure or to grow or mature in the situation. You'll feel like you're being attacked. Playing the victim role or self-sabotaging yourself in every situation to avoid moving forth because you have a fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things to fix the situation.
Well, I think one of the things for me as far as the fear of failure was I wanted this job when I was younger, and I felt like I wasn't capable of doing the job. So for a long time, I would never approach aspects. I even wanted to apply for the position. And then one time it came to a place where I said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And so when I applied for the job, I got the job. And once I got the job, it was years later, but because of my fear of not failing in the job or my fear of thinking that I wasn't going to be capable of doing the job, once I got there, it was easier than I thought. So for years, I didn't do something that I thought that was going to be hard and that I was going to fail in. But once I approached it and went on ahead and did what I needed to do, I found that once I got there, that it wasn't bad. It wasn't hard at all.
So sometimes we get into this place of fear that instead of us even trying to find out what's the whole aspect of whatever it is that we want to do, we get fearful and we let that stop us from doing whatever we want to do. And like I said, for years, that stopped me from applying for this position because I was scared. So sometimes fear just holds us back and delay the process of wherever we have to go. Even though I feel like everything happens for a reason and everything I have a set time, but sometimes it stops us and slows us down from what we can already can achieve years later or years before if we decide to do it.
And that's a good testimony for saying how when you were in a situation of having a fear of failure, your whole perception of the idea of that job or that position looked too hard for me. Or even if you don't see it as it being too hard for you, you know the higher the position is, the more responsibility. And that's one of the things that a lot of people fear. They fear responsibility. The position could be an easy position, but you know in that position there's more responsibility. So you would decide not to move forth in something, even if it's not work. It kind of starts when we're children in school, because when a teacher asks us a question, everybody raise their hands. Some children know the answers, but they don't want to raise their hands because self-confidence, or they fear that they're going to get the answer wrong. So that's like a fear of failure. So it can start when you're young, the fear of failure. It can start with your belief systems, your values, your foundation, and your perception of a situation. But
well,
go
ahead.
No, you can speak.
No, I was going to say that's absolutely where it starts, your foundation and your upbringing. And so, you know, as a child or youth, when you have those experiences where you constantly have successes or failures, and that's what you come to believe that is going to happen for you, that's what's going to be your outcome. And so then that's why a lot of people don't try for things. There's a couple things I want to say when you said, well, we know that the anticipation of something is always going to be greater than the event. So, like, you could be afraid to get on this roller coaster, and then the anticipation, oh, my God, it's so scary, or, you know, going through this job interview, whatever it is, it seems so intimidating. But is that anticipation, because what's in your mind, and you're rehearsing that in your mind, that fearfulness of it, so it becomes grander than it really is. And then it's the same way on the positive side. That's why a lot of people are disappointed, because you're like, you have this expectation, this anticipation of excitement, and then when it actually comes to the event, then the outcome is not always as great as you anticipated, because you know, have rehearsed it and have this expectation, positive or negative. But the foundation is absolutely where it is. And so you asked earlier, one way to kind of combat or overcome that fear of failure is taking smaller steps. If you break things down and not think of the bigger thing, and you break those, whatever it is, that goal is, or whatever it is you want to do, you have to break it down into smaller steps, and you have to set goals into things where your strengths are. Because then once, if I set this small goal and I do this one small thing and then I have a positive outcome, then I'm more likely to try for something else. And then the more and more I keep having these positive outcomes or successes, then the more likely I am to not only not be afraid, but if I do experience a failure, I'm not as impacted by it, because my successes outweigh my failures. So I don't feel, you know, it's the probability of me succeeding is going to be higher than the probability of failing. And that's what happens a lot of times in childhood. You know, you get beat down, or you have those failures because maybe those goals weren't appropriate or the environment wasn't conducive to a positive outcome. And then a child experiences that, and then they're afraid because they don't want to be put down, whether it's raising your hand, you don't want to be yelled at, you don't want to get the wrong answer, or whatever it is. And so a big thing is that is breaking things down to smaller steps and starting with things that you're stronger in, so that you are more likely to have a positive outcome. And then that'll build your self-esteem and your willingness to try new things, and also your ability to overcome a failure and not feel defeated.
That was really good. And you hit so many of the things that help you overcome it, like the small goals. Set small goals. Set realistic small goals. You set small goals for yourself that's realistic, that you know that you can meet. Little by little, mm-hmm. you'll in the process, you'll start discovering yourself. You start realizing who you are and find the abilities you have in the areas in your life where you need to strengthen, so that everything mm-hmm. will be good all over. And then the what you said about the environment. Your environment it matters so much. And mentally, if you're in a bad environment, but if you can set yourself in your mind mentally that this may be a bad environment, but this whole environment that I'm placed in is a test. So when I get the opportunity to come out of it, because I know I've learned from the whole environment that I've been in, then it gives me the opportunity to you know, go to the next level in life, or for it to not to be a failure. But our perception of everything matters so much, because mm-hmm. You could have the best opportunity before you, and your perception of it can make it a negative or a fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way you're looking at it. And then at the same time, a failure, your perception of what a failure is may not be what my perception is. So the way you view what failure is a huge thing about what failure is, because failure is not all the same. So,
yeah,
definitely. It's not all the same. But that was so good. Like, you hit every area the way you just broke that down.
And I also think the callers need to understand that sometimes there's going to be failures when you're going into any type of journey, because you look at some mm-hmm. of the greater people, they have a lot of failures before they had even came to the fullness of what it was for them. And sometimes we look at failure as a ground of stopping us from going to the next level. But we have to look at our failures as something that, okay, so if I failed, if I did this and it happened this way, okay, so what do I need to do different to make me move forward so that mm-hmm. I won't fail again? Because sometimes you're going to fail more than once before you even get to the goal of wherever you want to be. And so sometimes mm-hmm. that stops us from going to the other, you know, to the next level, or it stops us from continuing to do whatever it is that we want to do because we feel like we failed. So
right.
You just get up and keep moving and keep pushing forward until you get to that place, because in the process of your failures, you're learning. You're learning not which mm-hmm. way not to go, what not to do again, how it did you this way and how it did you that way. Because, like, I was telling my daughter the other day, you know, it was so rough for me in the month of December. You know, it was a lot of things that happened to me, a lot of stuff. But what it did was made me look at my situation in a different light, a different way, to make me say, okay, what am I going to do different so that this won't happen again? Or what am I going to do different to make the situation a different outcome? So that's one of the aspects that we have to look at when we're looking at the fear of failure. So you have to, you know, you're going to fail. It's going to happen. But take it as a learning and take it in stride and just change whatever it is that you're doing to make the situation a different outcome.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that the biggest things about, even when you go through a situation and you realize, you have a realization of the whole situation and how to correct what you've done wrong, or your perception of it. If you don't apply that, you can know better but not apply it. If you don't apply what you just learned for the situation, you're going to go through the same situation until you decide to apply it. And all the knowledge that you're getting is pretty much just going to waste because you're not applying it to yourself to mature. So that's a major thing about when your perceptions start changing, that you start applying those lessons and learning how to use them as you go through life.
You know, it'd be just like the children of Israel. You know, like, they wandered in the desert for 40 years. Why? It wasn't fair. God didn't give them the knowledge or whatever it is that they were continuing to do, but they continue to do the same thing over and over and over. And so that's what kept them so long, and that's what keeps us so long when we keep doing the same stuff over and over and over. And that's what causes the failure. And when you do stuff over and over and over, then that fear comes when there is an opportunity that presents itself to bring you out of that.
Yeah, you're afraid you're going to fall because you have failed so many times. And our belief system has a lot to do with it, because if you know better, you know when you're failing, you know how to fix it, you still have to believe that you can come out of it. Some people have all the principles, the skills, the necessities, and everything they need to come out of a situation, but they just don't believe, so they don't move forth with it. You know, belief can also, your faith can play a major role in it, And I have a Bible verse that says, Isaiah 7:9, if you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. So even if you have everything you need to come out of a situation, when fear is not against you, but you feel that you're going to fail, if you don't believe, mentally believe that you can come out of it, then it doesn't even matter.
Absolutely.
So, Carla mentioned earlier, setting small goals. That was one of the things on the top of the list, beginning to set small goals, having a visualization of where you're going. Don't visualize something that's over, what's way past you when you on a small goal. You can maybe visualize something a couple steps ahead, but don't go past, because then you're going to fear something that you're seeing way ahead and you don't even know how you're going to get there. So setting small goals, having a visualization of what you're going after and developing that as you go move forth and things that you're accomplishing. And as you move forth, your confidence will begin to build. Building your confidence, because through the process of building your confidence, you will begin to start in setting small goals. You will start finding out who you are, things you like, your strengths, your weaknesses. You start learning things about yourself. And through all those processes, that's when growth and maturity comes. You're growing, you're maturing, you're applying everything. You're applying the lessons you're learning, and you're applying good principles and practices on how to move forth from fear of failure. And the number one thing is changing your perception. Stop being negative about things. Even if it's a negative situation and it doesn't feel good, you can still have a positive perception of it.
And I also believe, you know, as Christians, this is one of the things that I learned, that sometimes we have to seek the things that God wants for us. What is it that you want for my life, God? Is this what you want for me? You know, and if we look at it that way, and God said, okay, yeah, this is for you, go for it, then that also gives you more of a confidence to go do that thing that you're wanting to do, or the things that you're trying to go out to do, when you know that you have God back you. Even though in the process of all that, you know you're gonna get the devil. He's gonna try to beat you up and discourage you. But when God says something is for you, it's for you. And I think that'll be another way for you to set your confidence in knowing that whatever it is that you're going after, that is gonna be successful.
Hello.
You know, so we have to find that confidence, you have to find that faith, and you have to, like you said, find that belief. And I learned that was one of the things that helped me, that when because I used to always say, okay, I want this, but I'm not going to say anything to anybody until I know that it come to pass. But once I start learning that, once I go in prayer and seek God for that thing, God, you know, is this what you desire for me? And how do I get there? What is it that your route for me to take to get to where I want to be? So I do believe that sometimes we do need to see God's face, you know, to help us overcome the fear of failing whatever it is that we have. And once he gives us that approval, then you already know that it's going to be so.
Hello. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. My line blanked out in the middle of the conversation, but we're at the end of the call tonight, and we're going to be doing a part two of the fear of failure next Friday at 8:00. And I will also like to let everyone on the line know that's been supporting you all, that we are going to be having a service for young people between the ages of 18 and 30, and any other. All the people that wants to come out and support, it's going to be a musical. We're going to be at Coda Ministries, and it's going to be on July 16th. Come out and support and keep calling in. Thank you, guys, and spread the word about You Raw, Young, Righteous, Anointed, Worshiping Women. Thank you, guys, for calling in. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night. Great call.